Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Historical days, God,
We will continually to come, God, as pilgrims through this barren land. We're coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. And Lord, I have a prayer petition on tonight, as I do every night that I come across these airwaves. And my petition tonight, God, I'm asking you, Father God, if you will, to anoint these lips of clay, God. I'm asking you, God, to enable me, hallelujah, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you, God, in the pardons of their iniquities. I'm asking you, O gracious Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement as words of wisdom to those of you that are hurting deep down in the epitome of your very soul. These, Father God, and other petitions, we ask in your Son's name. We will give you all the glory, all the honor, and we won't steal no praise, God. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, matchless, marvelous name. And we will allow the church to say, amen and amen. I want you to get you a good seat, get you a pillow to cushion your position, your posture. Take your shoes off, put your slippers on, get your chips and your dip and everything you want to sip. Get your iPhone, your iPad, your notepad, your pen, your paper, all your digital devices that you would like to read along and write down the scripture reading for your own edification. I'll tell you, I would welcome that so wholeheartedly, even though, like I said on previous programs, I can't see you, but God sees you. And so we know that this is a spiritual journey that we're on. So I will just feel you in the spirit realm that you're just going along, reading along with me, and enjoying the program. This is what I'm about. This is why God has me here. And that's the only reason that I'm here. It's the only reason that I'm taking out my time to come across these airways, because I love you. God loved me, and he just embedded that love deep down within sight of me, and I share that love with you. Hallelujah. And I just want you to just get you a good seat, get close to your podcast dial. And our sermon on tonight, we're going to go right on into our scheduled program that's already in progression. Our title on tonight of our sermon is Fake Family, Testify, and Lying. I want to say that one more time. Our tonight's sermon entitled Fake Family, Testify, and Lying. And you know, that was the biggest thing that made a parent or dad or mom, even our parents, when we was small kids, you know, we couldn't come to our parents with lying, because, you know, we would get punished for that. We would get chastised for lying. So we was always encouraged to tell the truth, because we know that the truth will set you free. People say make you free, but whatever you want to call it, make you free, set you free. You tell the truth, then, hey, you know, you could get all kind of goodies from your parents. You could even get an allowance sometime, you know, just for telling the truth, even if you had to tell off on one of your siblings. And I know we've done that. Those of you that had siblings, you've had to tell on them in order to get yourself out of the nick of the woods, you know, out of the fiery furnace. You had to tell the truth. And so that's what we're talking about. Our text is geared toward imposter, people that are lying, that will lie to you, that have a lying tongue. You know, they used to say people will talk about you behind your back and scandalize your name. But people don't wait to talk behind your back. They will lie to you in your face, all in the same token. And God's word said that no liars liars will be nowhere near God. Liars. So if you got a lying tongue, I would suggest you to try to get a grip on that tongue and ask God to enable you to stop lying and to be truthful, because people will believe you more and you will be more trustworthy than you would be to lying. So we're going to go on into our first key scripture on tonight, and it reads like this. It says that these people, they draw near to me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 15 and 18. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to keep right on moving. We're going to go into our second key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. 2 Timothy 3 and 5. And our second key scripture, our third key scripture, that's our final key scripture for tonight, is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 3 and 13, and it reads this. Evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 3 and 13. Hallelujah. We know that there is something within each and every one of us that values how we look on the outside more than who we are on the inside. And it causes some people to pad their resume, embellish their memoir, but it has no place in our lives as followers of Jesus Christ. And we're told that Paul had warned Timothy about people in the church. We had a form of godliness, but denied its power. And you know, there's some of those same people in our world today that they will say they know God, they believe in God, but yet deny his miracle-working power. You know, they say, well, I don't believe that. You know, they say, well, you know, God's going to bless you with an automobile. You've been wanting an automobile. They say, well, God's going to bless you, sister. God's going to bless you, my brother. And then you say, well, I don't believe that. You know, he hadn't told me anything. You know, I don't believe that. See, and so that is you denying God's power in his acts and attributes that he can perform and will perform in your life only if you believe. God said we have not because we ask not. He said according to your faith, be it unto you. So we can't be like doubting Thomas. We can't be a doubting Thomas. We got to take God for his word. Because his word stands supreme. Hallelujah. And so that's what the word of God said, that there are some that will deny his power. They will maintain a facade of religion, but their conduct will deny its validity. But we know that we must keep clear of these types of people. And we know that the inward reality of Christ is what counts, because it will produce the outward signs of faith. And Paul's authority to instruct the church about spiritual authenticity, it came through his suffering, not by spraying on mud, but it was by living by the word of God. And we know that you and I bear in the body the marks of Jesus Christ. Said the apostle, that scripture reading is coming out of the law, Galatians 6 and 17. And we know that God calls us to authentic living today. We fuss over forms and we put on a face, all the while showing God disrespect. not seeing how pride is eclipsing God's grace. And we know that that's the light of Christ's life that we should reflect. If you are true to God, then you won't be false to others. If you say you're my sister, then be my sister. You say you're my brother, then be my brother. Because one thing about it, you might can hide from me. You might can hide from others. You might can hide from your family members, your friends, your colleagues, your business partners, and all of them that's in your circle. But one thing is for sure, you cannot hide from God. God knows the inside as well as the outside. Hallelujah. And there was a story about a builder. He had come up with an innovative way to sell his house. And he thought that a good way to sell his house and make it more appealing was to have families to move into his property. And they could show the house. He hired actors that they would play like they was happy families. And he had model homes. And the buyer would come and ask them questions about the home. And each actor would fake out his ability as to be happy. But this was all just a show. He had a family that would be in the house, would cook. Then they had other members that would be in the house. They would be watching television. And then there was some that was also playing games. And so while the people that was interested in the house, they would just be going on, you know, wandering around about the place as these participants would put on this front, you know, as they was happy campers, so to speak. But God said that this type of faking may not do any harm, you know, for the people that's playing this part to sell this house. But on the spiritual note, in the spiritual realm of God, we find out that in the law of Matthew 15 and 1 through 9, that they pretended to love God. They pretend to love God. And then they piously made up a long list of rules that they and others were to obey. But this was only just for show. It was to make themselves look good. They even considered their rules just as important as the law that came directly from the mouth of God. And Jesus called them hypocrites. He said that their words sounded as if they honored God, but their hearts told another story. They were far from him. And we find out that this kind of pretending goes on in people today. And as we look like good Christians on the outside, because we go to church faithfully, we follow some rules realistically, and we use the right words, we say we love Jesus, but our hearts may be far from him. But we know that God wants us to be real. God sees our ways, and he knows you and our heart. He knows our heart, and we know that we cannot hide from God. We know that eternal righteousness, it can't save you and I. But we know that God, he knows what's going on the inside as well as the outside. So we know that a false front belies a true faith. We got to be real with God. If we in God, then act like you in God. If you in the world, then act like you in the world. Because you cannot straddle a fence. You cannot serve God and Satan at the same time. It just will not work. God said you're going to love one and you're going to hate the other. But you got people that's skinning and grinning in your face, telling you, honey, I love you. I love you. God bless you. You know, and they're just sitting there and just hating your guts out. And for what? You don't even, you haven't done anything to them. You don't realistically know them. You just know them physically. You know them. And some of them you have talked to personally. You've got to know them. You've got to see them. And you know them one-on-one. But for people to sit up there and act like you have done them injustice is just ludicrous. It breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart because I know I am a loving woman. Always have been. Even when I was in the world, and I always knew God, so I can't say I didn't know God, because I knew God as a little bitty girl. But God just put that love down in my heart. That's how he created me. I never had one day had hatred in my heart, not even when I was in the world. I love people of all creeds and colors, and that's the same way I am today. I love you and treat you just like you and my parents are one in the same, or vice versa. But, you know, for people just to lie to you, you know, and say they love God and they got all these hounds, they're prophets and they're bishops and they're apostles and all of this, and just lying. Because if you are holding their positions, you are living according to God's word. You are living according to how God told you to live. He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And like I said on the last previous sermon, how can I stand in my mirror and say I love myself, but yet I hate you? How can you stand in your mirror and say how you love yourself, but yet you don't love me? You are a deceiver and you are a false prophet. You are testifying, and you call yourself testifying, but you're testifying. Testifying / lying. And you're not just lying through your teeth, but you're lying to all of them around you. You know, they used to have a saying, said, don't be a player hater, but be a player participator. You know, in the world, you had those kind of people that was player hating on you. You know, if you had something that they didn't have, or, you know, maybe a nicer automobile or nicer home or money in your pocket, then people be hating on you. But I thought all that stuff was in the world. I didn't know this stuff moved all the way over into holiness. In the Church of God in Christ, and the Baptist, and Methodist, the Pentecostal, Apostolic, then the Mormons, and so on and so forth. Because God said, when you come out the world, you be ye separated, says the Lord. The things that you used to do, you don't do them anymore. But some of you are probably still doing the same old things, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, you got that lie going, you got that deceit going. You are counterfeit, self-absorbed. You're in denial, and you're deceiving people, and you're being deceived all at the same time. And I tell you, in this day and time that we're living in, you do not need to be deceived. Because, honey, God is soon to come. Whether you believe that or not, it don't make no difference to me. God is soon to come. And if you ain't got sense enough to know that he's showing all the signs before your eyes each and every day, each and every hour, every second, every minute, every moment of the day, God is showing his signs of his return. So you can take it for what God's word is worth. You don't have to believe it. It don't make any difference to me. But I'm talking about this fake family that's in the body of Christ. You need to get real. Get real with yourself, number one. And then get real with God. Because one thing about it, your lie done already showed you up. You hide behind your little green dot. You hide behind your little, post you put up there, you know. And I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what in the world you're mad at me about. I haven't done anything. You're mad because I love you? Is that the problem? Well, I can't help because I love you. That's just the way I am. That's just what God put down. down in me. So if you're mad about that, then I suggest you take that up with God. You take that up with him. Because one thing about it, you're not going to get into heaven if you're hating on folks. You're not going to get in heaven, so you just might as well quit while you're ahead. Because it's not going down like that. And so anyway, I want to share one more story with you before I conclude this, if I got time. I believe I got time to squeeze this in. Now, I read an article about a person that had a photograph or video in today's world. People would ask, when they would take various pictures and videos, they would ask the realness of the photograph or the video. And we know in today's world, we know everything is high tech, and we have our computers, and we are told that our computers can manipulate images to create a picture of an event. And even if the event never happened, the computer can manipulate that image into having you and I to believe that this has happened or has taken place. But it's only just a sham, you know. It's not real at all. And so I was told that you could insert into a photograph or video, and you could doctor on it. You could, like I said, you could make it appear to be realistic to the naked eye. You know, you could make it seem as though this happened. I went to this place. You know, I traveled to that city or that town. But it was just all a host, because you can doctor on it and make it appear to seem what is really not. And so we know that the camera, on the other hand, cannot lie. But we know that the computer can lie. So you can manipulate your computer. You can manipulate your computer. But you cannot manipulate the camera. The camera is going to tell the truth. It's going to tell the truth on the first shot. And so it just goes right back to the Apostle Paul when he warned Timothy about the counterfeit reality in the church. And he told him, said that in the last days, that people would be self-absorbed, having a form of godliness, but denying his power. And you got people like that right now. They don't really believe it's a God. You know, they said, oh, I don't believe, you know, it's no God. I haven't seen it. You know, even though God has healed them, God has opened doors for them that was closed in their face. But yet, they said, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's a God or not, you know. But they're breathing right now. They're doing what they want to do, you know. But yet, they don't believe that there's a God. You know, that is so sad. That is so sad, because God has missionaries all over the world that's teaching and preaching the word of God. God said that before the end time, it wouldn't be a stone upon another stone. Meaning that God's word was going to go throughout the world. So when you stand before the judgment seat of God, there would be no excuses about, you know, I didn't have a car to get to church. You know, my ride didn't come get me. You know, my car was out of gas. I didn't have a radio. You know, I didn't have a VCR. I didn't have a television. You won't have any excuses on that day. So it behooves you, if you don't really know that God exists, I would suggest you to open up the 66 books, and you can just start by reading from the first chapter of Genesis, and God will give you an outlook on how he formed the world and he formed man and woman. Because no one need to be in this world doubting that there is not a God. Because just as sure as you are breathing, as you are walking and talking, able to move your extremities, there is a God. And he's not on the cross anymore. God is sitting in heaven on the right-hand side of his Father. And the book of 2 Timothy 3 and 5 says, he repeatedly emphasized the need to live a godly life, warning that evil men and imposters would grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's verse 13. And Paul charged Timothy to continue in the things which you have learned and has been assured of. We know that true godliness honor and obeys God, while its counterfeit seeks pleasure and personal gain. One pleases the Lord and the other gratifies natural desires. Both are identified by their actions. When people hear us say we are Christians, they may wonder if our faith is real, if our lives will answer the question. Will our lives, the lives that you and I live, Monday through Sunday, 365 days out of a year, will our faith is real? Will our lives, will it answer the question? By reflecting the reality of Christ. And if not, may we pray this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're asking you to help us, help me, help us, and we and they and them, to pray to honor you with all that they do, all that I do today, by your Holy Spirit and power. May my words, your words, our words, their words, and actions cause others to glorify your name. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And we know that a good tree cannot bear bad fruits, nor can a bad tree bear good fruits. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to demagnetize your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will now change the dimension of this program. We will now bring you Hymns of Zion as we exit out. And I hope and pray that this encourage your heart and encourage your spirit realm. May God bless you till we meet again. Bye for now.